This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by
NordVPN. Get advanced security, internet freedom, and complete privacy. Save 79% off plus 4 months free with code MMA Nuts. Hayabusa, combat gear created for fighters and fitness practitioners at all levels. Save 10% off with code MAD. Purity Coffee, organic certified, high in antioxidants, and free of contaminants. Save 30% off with code MMA. True Nutrition, the highest quality supplements and protein. Save 15% off with code MAT60349. Defense Soap, the industry leader of medicated antifungal soap, all natural and organic soaps for everyone. Save 15% off with code MMA Nuts.
Hey fans, this is MMA Nuts, episode 761.
761?
My name is Inga Weigel.
Matt Griffith, MMA show by MMA fans, for MMA fans. We walk the line between serious and ridiculous. What's snapping in?
Nada. Happy belated fourth. How was your holiday? Did you blow any fingers off?
Nah, I actually didn't even light any fireworks.
I didn't either.
That's so crazy to say.
Get the water.
Yeah, get the water, something or other. Oh, bootleg fireworks. Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus. Yeah. Oh, man.
That video every year.
Is that one or the other one where it's like the family in the driveway and they're shooting up the, do you see that one? They're shooting off the rocket in one area and then the rocket kind of fizzles and then they must have had the fireworks nearby under a car.
Yeah.
And then everything just goes crazy and the car's on fire, the whole thing. People are crazy.
Yeah, there's that one. And then the other one I see, the new one, is there's some guy named Terry and he's in like a motorized wheelchair. And he's sitting there in the middle of the street lighting off the fireworks. And all of a sudden, the battery dies on his fucking electric wheelchair. And it sounds like the same guy that's going, Lord Jesus, Jesus Christ, Terry, get out of the street, man. Like, going bananas. Like, holy shit.
Oh, God. People are crazy, man. They'd be crazy out there.
And because I think the firepower has gone off the charts with what you can buy now in some of these states. And Illinois is one of three states where it's either completely or semi-outlawed fireworks, which is so dumb. Just allow it.
Allow people to blow off their shit.
Yeah, think about the revenue. Everyone just goes to Wisconsin. Because when I was talking to people that live in Wisconsin on this 4th of July, they said what happens is there's a bunch of weed stores from in Illinois just over the border from Wisconsin. So all the people in Wisconsin come across the border to buy weed in Illinois. And I'm like, oh, and then all the people in Illinois come just across the border to like Wisconsin, Indiana to buy fireworks. So
yeah.
Kind of weird.
Yeah, like when you go to Rockford and then you pass into like what was that town? Beloit. Right at the border, there's a dispensary. I didn't notice a fireworks store, but I definitely noticed a dispensary.
Yeah. They're usually right across as soon as you cross the border.
It's so dumb.
It is. Just make it all legal and make the money from it. Like, there's a ton of money to be made.
I was just telling someone this story. When I was in college, I went to Michigan. And, you know, Michigan's also no fireworks. So we drove one day to fucking Indiana to Crazy Kaplan's.
That's my favorite place. We used to go there all the time.
I had a Jeep Cherokee. And in the back, I mean, I think there were three of us. And we had pulled together our money. I think we spent like $400, $500 on fire. And, you know, back in that, like in the 90s.
This is a shitload of fireworks.
Fucking lot of fireworks.
You're talking
so
shopping
carts. I got these fireworks in the thing. You know, we got the back seat full, and I put a blanket over it, you know, like a regular blanket. So we're driving, get into town. And at this point, it's probably like 8 o'clock or whatever. And I'm sitting at the light, and I'm looking in the mirror, and I'm like, oh, fuck, there's a car coming. It doesn't look like he's slowing down. Boom, slams into us, right? Just smashes into the back of my Cherokee, right? But luckily this guy was driving a Honda or Toyota or something.
Yeah.
So I get out and I'm like, what the fuck? And this guy opens his door, falls out of the car, right? He's wasted, just like drunk as shit. And cops come, and I'm like looking at the guys, I'm like, we're going to fucking jail. Like, how what kind of bad luck is this? We have $500 worth of fireworks. We get rear-ended by a drunk driver and everybody's going to jail. Like, I'm like, and I'm like, everybody be cool. Get back in the car. And then luckily the cop was only like, hey, are you guys okay? And he took our number, never looked in the back. Like, and I'm like, whew, thank God.
Yeah, that would
that could have been so bad. And the Jeep, it's a tank. Only my
Yeah.
bumper got banged up. Like this other car totaled.
Totaled.
Totaled
Yeah.
the whole, just totaled. I just had to get my bumper replaced, which was nice. But yeah, that's my crazy fireworks story. And then of course that same night, my crazy roommate, who's a former Marine, was like making his own fireworks with these fireworks in the middle of our party, blasting shit, drunk off his ass. I'm like, dude, you can't be doing that. He's just like putting M80s together and like got
Oh
a
yeah.
cigarette and he's like lighting the M80 with this on. He's got the cigarette in his mouth and he's like, dude,
Yeah,
give
like
no fucks. He was like crazy as fuck.
when like Brian and I used to buy those that shit ton of fireworks and we'd go over to his place and it was the same scenario. So we would take like all the mortars and some guy would like fucking cut them open and make them like two or three times like he was making them
What?
all and seal them with wax, and then we'd have a special tube, like a bigger tube for all the
Like a metal
mortars.
one or something? Or
It was,
PVC?
yeah, something. It was like fucking industrial strength. And then, like, those were so scary because I'm like, I'll light them, but I'm gonna run like the wind because I like this is fucking bootleg
You get shrapnel,
fireworks.
you're gonna get killed by
I don't
shrapnel from
know
friggin' a
if this guy
tube.
knows what he's doing, but it was the same scenario. Like, he's smoking and like, cool, we are gonna blow this whole fucking garage up, man. Like, I don't know what's happening. We're blowing off shit to like 4 in the morning.
Lucky to
Cops
be
are always
alive.
coming. Yeah. Like, that's what you can do. Like, but he was living like in some unincorporated town, so cops didn't usually come by. Except the one time they came by like a bunch. But they were cool. They're just like, knock it off. I'm like, yeah, okay. So anyway, where do you want to start with the MMAs,
I don't know.
UFCs?
Let's talk about you. Let's get in and out of this UFC 329. McGregor versus Holloway. Dos.
Is it really happening? Is McGregor really fighting?
I think he is.
It's so quiet. I've heard nothing.
I don't even know. It's like literally this weekend, and I feel like there's
Right.
been no
There's
advertising.
zero advertising.
I think they're like,
Like,
it's Conor McGregor. People will buy it. I think that's, or whatever. They can't buy it. It's already free.
well,
So
yeah, but you still need to promote it,
I don't think
right?
they're promoting it.
I haven't seen ad one.
Not one.
And I think the first episode of Embedded didn't even have McGregor on it.
Oh, really?
So
Maybe he's
now
not doing any interviews.
I'm wondering, is he even fighting? Is he even fighting?
He's fighting. He said he's in the best shape of his life.
That's what they always say. Wow. Okay, now Zoom looks different yet again when I go
I
to
know.
share stuff.
You want me to do it? I got it. If you
Yeah,
need.
go ahead. I'll
Okay,
get
hold
out of the
on.
screen.
Here we go. Conor McGregor, Holloway, Dos. July 7th. It's in Vegas. Hey. So we have McGregor and Max Holloway, BSD, I'll call him, versus
Sounds
Paddy
like
Pimblett.
a venereal disease.
No shit. Corey Sandhagen versus Mario Bautista. Who? And then who are these guys? Lonur Cavanaugh versus Brandon Royal. What kind of card is this?
Well, it's all the pie weights, and I have a
King
problem with
Green.
that.
King
I'll
Green.
never call him as Bobby Green. Fuck that. I'm not gonna call a
Terrence
man
McKinney.
king.
I mean, this should be interesting.
Yeah.
Whitaker versus Nikita
Moving
Krylov.
up to light heavyweight.
I think that should be a good fight. And then you got other
Gable
shit.
Stevenson without a picture. Go back up.
Yep, there you go.
Interesting.
Versus Alicia
He's
Everson.
a little bit of a favorite there. -2500.
They don't need to put his picture. It's going to be over before it begins.
Overrated.
I don't know. You get the idea.
It's a decent card.
Sure.
But Gable Stevenson should be on main card, so that's kind of weird.
I think
So
so too.
McGregor and Holloway 2. What do you think is going to happen here?
Well, I think Conor's been out, what, 5, 6 years, right? He's been
Yeah.
running for president and doing a lot of cocaine and posting videos, doing weird shit, beating up old people. I mean, he's been doing it all, everything but fighting. I mean, Holloway, meanwhile, he's been active. So I don't know. I think if these guys fought like 7 years ago, I'm gonna take Conor McGregor. But right now, I gotta take Max Holloway. Probably round three, maybe round four. I'm gonna predict a KO, TKO kind of thing. I think he's just gonna melt Conor. I don't think Conor's gonna have the cardio to survive. He's got a chance in the first round, I would say. He's probably didn't lose his striking. He's always been a good striker. But I gotta go Holloway. It's cardio experience. Durability, I don't know what else. Hawaiian, like what else? I don't know. America.
170, he doesn't have to cut.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean
What about you?
it's the biggest problem with the fight is Connor hasn't fought in forever. He's still coming back from like that devastating leg injury. He's probably gonna be semi-hesitant. Max should throw leg kicks like crazy. Like just even just hit him a couple of times and get him thinking about that.
Yeah.
And just the how committed to training has Connor been?
Who
Like
knows?
you just see him on his yacht, fucking like in his swim trunks, casually working
Little
out,
nose
and
candy, you know,
yeah.
doing some.
So, how and what did that do to his body? Running hard for 4 or 5 years,
Right.
probably aged him about 10 years in the process. So, and then just the quality of his sparring. I doubt he's training with legit opponents. The last time I saw, he was sparring like fucking kids and knocking them out. Like, fuck, man. You need to be training with the best of the best, and it doesn't look like he is. It's looking like he's just being the king and beating all the peasants. So that's usually not a good recipe. And I just think the mental aspect of him too. It's like I don't. I give him 10% chance. 10% chance to win this. I think it's 90-10 because Max is just, he's fresh, he's current. He should box him up. He should cardio him to death. I mean, really get him past round one into two. I just, in Connor's commitment to training, is he really training hard
No way.
when you're a quadrillionaire or however much money he has?
Yeah, well, I mean, what, why would you? It
He
makes no
really
sense.
doesn't need this. So I just don't understand his motivation for even coming back now.
He's bored, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah. So I'd take Max Holloway. Maybe like round 3 KO.
Okay.
Yeah, unless there's a horrific leg injury again. That would
That'd be
be
devastating.
devastating.
Yeah, no thanks.
I don't want to wish that on anybody.
No.
And then this Paddy Pimblett fight. I like Paddy Pimblett. I'm not gonna go into detail.
I think I'm gonna take St. Dennis
Okay.
with I don't know. I think the pressure and grappling of St. Dennis is pretty solid. I think I'm gonna take him via submission. Round two.
Sounds fair. I'm just scanning. I think Robert Whittaker is going to have a hard time moving up to light heavyweight.
Yeah.
These guys hit a little bit harder. And I think he's a 170er who's cosplaying as a 185er and now moving up to light heavyweight.
Are you betting? I'm just gonna say parlay picks, Holloway, St. Dennis, Sanhagen, Whittaker, and Jean Silva. I'm telling you, that's the money pick.
I'm not betting anything.
No?
I only made a lot of money one time, and then I bet some more, and I'm like, I'm good. I'm still up pretty big from that one time. I forgot what the fight was. What fight did I win on?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, it was Cormier fighting Miocic the first time. They had the odds all fucked up.
Oh.
They're like, oh, Miocic is gonna railroad him. I'm like, no,
Oh,
Cormier will
yeah.
beat him.
You're wrong about that.
Yeah, so I think that's that for UFC 329.
Right, should we do a quick
Still,
sponsor before we move on with the
yep,
show? We ever
sounds
woken up
good.
and immediately needed a nicotine pouch and or a cup of coffee just to feel like a human or man
Sometimes.
or man. That's why I started, or woman. That's why I started using Ultra Pouches, and they've been a complete game changer for my focus and energy levels. First
That's
off,
right.
these pouches are completely nicotine free
Nice.
and caffeine free. And you're probably thinking, if they don't have nicotine or caffeine in them, what the hell's in them? Great question. Ultra partnered with leading neuroscientists to design these pouches. They use clinically proven nootropics and adaptogens to deliver immediate focus and smooth energy that lasts 1 to 2 hours. Did you know it was possible to feel this energized and focused without any nicotine or caffeine? Did you
I
know?
did not know that.
Now you know.
And not, yeah, I know 90% of users saw significant improvements in their overall focus levels, trusted by top athletes, entrepreneurs, engineers around the world. Ultra is the ultimate guilt-free pouch, delivering instant focus and mental clarity without nicotine or caffeine. New customers can use code MMA to get 15% off at takeultra.com. That's takeultra.com for 15% off with code MMA. After you purchase, they will ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them our show sent you. And back to the show. Oh, Ilya Topuria. So remember how I told you they were auctioning off all the, like, a lot of props from the UFC White House card?
Yes.
So you can, well, somebody bought the stool that he quit on for $13,700.
Oh my God, seriously?
Yeah.
People are crazy.
I mean, it's just a stool, people. The stool that he quit on. But he's actually healing like the Wolverine. So I have a post here. If I can click on this today, Junior.
How do they know? Like, is there still like a certificate of authenticity on that shirt?
Probably.
It looks way better. Look at him.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes. And then one other thing for the UFC White House card. So I guess Justin Gaethje signed a massive sponsorship because of that victory. He got a $3.6 million sponsorship.
Whoa.
They didn't say who yet, but I imagine that's going to be coming shortly. That's insane, though.
That's
I haven't
a lot.
Seen that in, I don't think, forever. I think GSP might have been the first million-dollar guy, like back in the day when you could actually bring your sponsors in.
Yeah.
But, yeah, they're making a lot of money. Well, this is happening.
Well, good segue into Justin Gaethje. Here he is over the weekend visiting with the president. He says, my parents and I had the pleasure of visiting the Capitol for lunch with the president. Had the honor of meeting many great men and women. What a ride.
That's nice.
The FIFA Cup here. Whatever.
Did we win?
No, we did not win.
Well, rip off. I didn't watch it. My daughter was saying the men, they just fucking dive all the time. It's a problem. And then they turned it on and someone was diving and the announcers were going, this is a problem. Like, see, I don't think they do. The women do that. I think they play hard. And the men, or whatever this version of league is, dive all over.
Yeah.
I don't watch it, though.
It's quite annoying.
Tim Sylvia lost a shit ton of weight.
He did.
There he is.
Whoa.
Said he dropped 125 pounds. He's down to 265. A svelte 265.
Whoa, he's like unrecognizable.
I know. He's 50 years old.
Good for
him.
He
looked massive. Like, he was well close. Like, I thought he was like 400 fucking pounds. I don't know if that means he's going to come back for a little BKFC. I think he would do awesome there, actually. Even at 50. If you give him... You got to match him against other old guys. Maybe Arlovsky. I think Arlovsky's over there still.
He is.
Him and Rothwell. I mean, you could have a...
That'd be amazing.
Little thing like that. We got one other thing. Yuri... Oh, Jesus, that's loud. Yuri Prokryuch, you know, with his unique training methods, he decided to go into a bush of stinging nettles or needles. I don't know what I'm going to call it. It says for ceremonial strengthening.
What the hell is a stinging nettle?
I think it's something that hurts like a son of a bitch. It might be like poison ivy on steroids.
Come to me. What the fuck is wrong with this guy?
Exactly.
Why would you do that?
He's just trying to strengthen himself. So he's going to make sweet love to the stinging nettles.
I don't think that strengthens you. I think you're just an idiot. What is
Yeah,
that?
I think it's weakening you.
What the fuck is wrong with this guy? Did anyone tell him that he should be training MMA, not going into bushes of stinging nettles?
Yeah.
Is there an after? Do we get to see?
I don't know.
You
should
fuck?
Start eating it now.
Oh no, that would be terrible. That's stupid. That's like taking poison ivy and putting it all over yourself. Why would
you? Yeah. I'll have to.
I'm gonna pass on that.
Do a background search on that. Like, what the fuck is this? Well, I'll just throw it in the grok. It'll take it a second, but stinging nettles. I'd imagine it's painful because the people commenting on the post were like, oh, they are, that's not something you really want to do. So let's see. I'll let that search in the background. Come back to it. What else is happening?
Yeah, so Daniel Cormier was on a recent Q&A on his YouTube channel, and he was talking about the Brock Lesnar fight that never happened, right? He's
Yeah.
I wanted that so bad. You know, Brock Lesnar, he says he knew him because they both wrestled in junior college in the same year, and he wrestled in Minnesota the same year Brock did, as he Cormier was at Oklahoma State. So Cormier is like at his daughter's gymnastics event, and he gets a random number of texts, and it says go. And he's like, hey, who's this? He goes, and it's Brock. He's like, what's up, Brock? What the fuck are you calling me for? You know? He says, well, I hear you're fighting that big white boy. And he was talking about Stipe. He said, yeah. He says, and so Brock goes, you knock him out, it's gonna be Christmas early for your family because we're gonna fight, right? And so Cormier is like, oh shit, it's Brock Lesnar. And then at UFC 200, Brock calls him up and was like, Merry Christmas. And he's Cormier is like, why? He goes, I'm gonna be on the card. And you know, as you know, anytime Brock's on a card and you got some sort of pay-per-view points, you're gonna make a fucking shitload of money. But you know, the whole thing didn't happen between them because wrestling, I think he made too much money in wrestling, so they never quite got that fight going. And he was kind of saying that he wished that he could have done it, but he also doesn't because he remembers trying to shove Brock. They had some sort of thing in the cage, and he's like, I'm trying to push the guy, and he didn't even fucking move. He's like, I'm not used to that. Like, he was just, it didn't faze him when I tried to shove him. It was, I bounced off of him, and I'm like,
Yeah,
oh,
he's solid, like
ungodly
oak,
strong, like insanely strong.
like
So
dense, yes, strength.
the thing I always think about with Cormier is him throwing Dan Henderson around the cage like a
Oh,
little
it's disrespectful. He did it to
freaking kid. Like,
like who's other guy, Josh
Barnett.
Barnett. Yeah,
Yeah,
he did
same
that
thing.
to him, like.
Yeah, he's just
This
like,
is
here you go.
disrespectful because the
Like,
way
what
he was doing
the
it, he'd like invert them and then fucking like throw them for a
Bro.
loss. I'm like,
Yeah.
damn, man. That's
Strong as
fucking
shit, but didn't look like it.
offensive.
Doesn't look like it, but
No,
just
no.
great leverage, great wrestler. So.
Yep. All right, I got the details on the
Oh no, I'm afraid.
stinging nettles. So just kind of talks about what they look like and why do they sting. Sting comes from tiny hollow hairs called trichomes. Covers the leaves. They're like miniature hypodermic needles. When touched, the tips break off and inject a mixture of chemicals, including histamine, formic acid, serotonin, and acetylcholine. Causes intense burning, itching, and sometimes swelling sensation. Sting usually lasts from a few minutes to a couple of hours, and then you can kind of see little spines and shit on them.
Crazy. Yeah, that was definitely them.
Yeah. He got all of it. What did it accomplish? Absolutely nothing.
Stupidity.
All right, I got
I'm
a
coming.
exactly. You'd been better just doing that.
Yeah.
Let's see. Daniel po or sorry, Dustin Poirier. Ah, poor guy. He was in the news with his
It was.
stuff last week.
Yeah.
So a bunch of people are making a bunch of memes from him. He
Oh
actually went
no.
on a podcast and said he just deleted all his social media because he didn't want to see anything. But,
Yeah.
some people post stuff. Just went to dinner with bro and he's telling me it's going to be bad.
Yeah,
So, boss, how much is this going to set me back? My mechanic? It's going to be bad. Doctor, give it to me straight. What's my diagnosis? It's going to be bad, my N-word. And then someone made a 3-hour video of him just doing it over and over.
oh God.
3 hours worth. Whoa. Easy there, Dustin.
Poor buddy.
I'm sure it'll work out. Don't know. What does this happen?
Yeah, there was a Bare Knuckle FC event over the weekend where some shenanigans happened. Let me see if I can get this correct. Oh, hang on. I gotta share sound. Let's try this one more time. Right, they move shit around again. What the fuck?
Yeah.
Every time. Here we go.
And
So,
this is the
can you hear
last
that?
fight on the BKFC
Yes. So they
Liberty
got like
Bowl
a little face
preview,
off.
and
These two
welterweight
boys are just the
division,
main
Brad
event.
O'Sullivan
They're
and
kind of doing
Ruben
their thing.
Arroyo.
Everything's normal at this point. Life's good. Now they're like, I'm going to get in front of you. No, I'm going to get in front of you. And the guy's like, no, you're not. Get off the damn stage.
Mm-hmm.
And then this guy right here, he's all pissed off.
Yeah, it's the president.
Yeah.
David Feldman. Not happy.
Threw the guy off the stage, but I feel like he deserved it, maybe.
Yeah, I'm okay with this.
Yeah.
That's like, I don't know, John Jones and Daniel Cormier, when they're pushing each other and knocking over the fucking press conference thing and Cormier throwing a shoe at him. You know? Let's do some Tweet of Weeks.
Right.
One of my all-time favorite. As you just mentioned, Dan Henderson. Hey, happy 4th of July.
Happy 4th of July. America!
That's right. And then... So then I stood up and told that teaching lady the only crayon colors I need are red, white, and blue.
I like it.
That's what it's about. And then I like this cake. This is someone's last weekend with 10 fingers.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, it's sad but true. And then I just have some fun tweets and some knowledge.
I have one KO and some knowledge.
Yeah, go ahead. Do a KO while I get these.
So here we go. Today is July 6th, and 13 years ago, Chris Weidman knocked out Anderson the Spider Silva.
Yes.
On this day, July 6th, 2013.
Love it.
Crazy.
I remember picking him to win that.
Yeah.
Leave it there. Stop it there.
Boy,
we're getting
oh
too
boy,
far
oh
out of bounds.
That was okay.
It's do you awkward. Want me
to tell, I meant to say this earlier. Do you want me to tell you a joke our 12-year-old told us the other day? It's totally inappropriate. What's a pedophile's favorite garden?
I don't know.
Kindergarten.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
This is the kind of shit the middle schoolers are saying.
Good. So, good. They know what's up.
I mean, it's not funny, but it's also funny at the same time.
You gotta be aware.
It's cringe funny. It's
creepy fucks out there.
Yeah, there are some creepy fucks. Are you ready for some knowledge?
Yeah, what do you got?
All right, so in honor of the U.S., things not going so well, here we have Trump with the red card. He's like, eh.
That's pretty much what happened.
Yeah.
Did it help?
No. Yeah, I think we lost 4-1 or something. It wasn't great. Didn't look good. Belgium rocked us. We made it to the 16, round of 16, which is pretty good.
Probably farther than anybody expected.
Yeah.
Sure. Well, let's see. I got a couple. So first, Lorosenko. This could be 4th of July related. I'm not sure.
You know. What is she doing?
Just saying hi. You know,
hi, Laura.
Checking things out. And then Pollyanna Vienna with her 4th of July outfit.
Yeah.
And Jade Mason Wong. She had another one, but I don't know what happened to that. I thought I had 3 from her. Oh, there's the other ones. So it's all good in the hood. MMA ladies representing.
Yeah.
On that note, we can shut it down.
Alrighty, well, you know, that's been this week's edition of MMA Nuts. My name's Engel Weigel.
Matt Griffith, thanks for playing.